Hamas frees Eden Alexander, its last living American hostage in Gaza. Washington, after almost 585 days in captivity in Gaza, Israeli-American Eden Alexander has been freed by Hamas. President Donald Trump announced the release on May 11. Eden Alexander, American hostage thought dead, to be released by Hamas. Great news, he wrote in an all-caps post on Truth Social. Alexander is the last known living American hostage in Gaza to be released. Alexander, who is from New Jersey, was transferred by Hamas to the International Red Cross to be brought back to Israel, where he will receive medical treatment. We are relieved that one more family has been reunited today. This nightmare, however, continues for the remaining hostages, their families, and hundreds of thousands of civilians across Gaza, International Red Cross President Mir Janis Baljerek said in a statement. Alexander, a 21-year-old serving in the Israeli military, was captured outside of Gaza on October 7, 2023, when Hamas launched a large-scale attack on Israel, killing 1,200 people and taking 250 hostage. The release was the result of indirect negotiations between the United States and Hamas, with the former being led by Special Envoy Steve Witkoff. I am happy to announce that Eden Alexander, an American citizen who has been held hostage since October 2023, is coming home to his family. I am grateful to all those involved in making this monumental news happen, Trump wrote on Truth Social. This was a step taken in good faith towards the United States and the efforts of the mediators, Qatar and Egypt, to put an end to this very brutal war and return all living hostages and remains to their loved ones. Hopefully, this is the first of those final steps necessary to end this brutal conflict. I look very much forward to that day of celebration. Alexander's family celebrated the news of the release, calling it the greatest gift imaginable, on Mother's Day. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a May 12 post on X that he met with Witkoff and U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee. He also spoke with Trump to thank him for helping facilitate Alexander's freedom. Additionally, Netanyahu said that he sent a negotiating team to Qatar to secure the release of the remaining 58 hostages in Gaza. This includes the bodies of four other Americans. A Hamas official told NPR that Alexander's release was a good faith effort in reaching a ceasefire to the fighting between the terrorist group and Israel. The ball is now in the American and Israeli court. We gave the Americans what they asked for. They need to get the other side to give things too, the official said. Israel said that the release was unconditional. Alexander's release comes as Trump heads to the Middle East, including Qatar, which has played a role in the release of hostages from Gaza. The Gulf country is a key financial supporter of Hamas.